Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. High temperatures reach up to 57 today under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Commerce has announced more than $4.1 million in new tax credits available in programs across the state. As WIBW reports that the Kansas Department of Commerce's Community Service Tax Credit Program does have more than $4.1 million in tax credits available to help assist the private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities. They say any project, including community service, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, or any healthcare services would be available. According to the KDOC, they say that they authorize nonprofit organizations to offer the tax credits to donors that may contribute towards the approved projects, saying, quote, the CPS tax credits help a wide variety of community-led projects come to fruition. The program benefits organizations and donors alike as they collaboratively work to improve their hometowns by supporting projects that positively impact a community's overall economic health and quality of life.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash, Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
It's a story you hear about in movies, but never really in real time. However, a couple in Hillsdale, Kansas, were forced to deliver their baby on the side of the road near the ramp of a highway. Cake News reports the event happened on Tuesday morning when the Miami County Sheriff's Office, along with medical personnel, responded to a medical call on U.S. 169 ramp near Hillsdale, where police say when they arrived, the baby was already delivered and sitting in the front seat of the vehicle.
Hi.
How are we doing, bud?
I just delivered my baby.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, it's breathing.
Yes.
All right,
but
great.
It's cold.
Congratulations.
That audio from Cake News, where both the Miami County deputies and the Johnson County Emergency Communications Center ended up providing life-saving instructions and used local medical equipment that was available until the EMS and fire personnel arrived to take over at the scene. In a statement from Miami County EMS, they say, quote, both mother and baby are doing great. Congratulations to the Rendenbaugh family. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Lately, the residents of Hall County have questioned why their county is allegedly being considered a sanctuary county. The Hall County Board of Commissioners addressed this label at their meeting. Here's what Hall County Attorney Martin Klein had to say regarding the jail processing system.
Not everyone who comes into the jail is asked their immigration status. They're asked
their address. They're asked regular questions that you would do for any demographic information that the jail would otherwise collect.
In other news, according to the Nebraska Hospital Association, Change Healthcare, one of the largest healthcare technology companies in the United States, was hit by a cyber attack on February 21st, which has disrupted a number of systems and services. Many hospitals in the state of Nebraska utilize Change Healthcare to provide financial and clinical authorization services. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Okay, we may have gone a little barbecue crazy at Sonic. We BBQified not one, but three iconic menu items. But I mean, come on, can you really blame us for going slightly overboard? When you add smoked pulled pork and tangy cherry wood smoke sauce to a melty cheeseburger, a brioche-topped barbecue sandwich, and crispy, cheesy tachos, you'd be crazy not to go crazy. Pulled pork barbecue, now at Sonic. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Red flag warnings prohibiting outside burning are posted again today for parts of Kansas and Nebraska. The area continues experiencing dry conditions with gusty south-southwest winds forecast. Registration deadline is Friday for a farm and ranch transition conference scheduled in Manhattan, March 8th. Kansas State University Extension will host Shannon Farrell, professor and ag law specialist, at Oklahoma State for a day-long conference at the Hilton Garden Inn. Other meetings are planned March 6th in Garden City, March 7th in Great Bend. For information on the meeting in Manhattan, March 8th, contact the Department of Ag Economics at Kansas State University, 785-532-6702. Marshall County Special Services will offer early childhood screening Friday, March 1st at Waterville Elementary, and again Friday, March 22nd at Marysville Elementary. Provided for children ages 3 to 5, experiencing difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning. This is with qualified professionals and does require appointment. Contact Marshall County Special Services at 562-5308, option 2, or email kstuter@usd364.org. Senior Saturday at the Arts Center in Marysville, March 2nd, 8 to 10 a.m., will feature a complimentary breakfast for those age 60 and over, with fellowship and display of the exhibit Beyond the Oval Office. Tryouts for the IMAX Spring Production Secret Garden are this Sunday at 2 p.m. and Monday at 7 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Kansas State Extension will offer a program on building rural communities Monday, March 4th, in Riley County from 9 to 3. Nationally renowned rural sociologist Benjamin Winchester from the University of Minnesota will discuss life dynamics in rural communities, sustainability, and what attracts residents. Factors in keeping rural communities alive and thriving will be outlined, and additional speakers will cover related topics. For information on the meeting Monday, March 4th in Riley County, contact Riley County Extension Office. Herschel E. Eaton, age 73, of Barnes, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service is planned Thursday, February 29th, between 1:30 and 6 p.m. at the Barnes City Fire Department Community Hall. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Herschel Eaton. Michelle L. Heenick, age 49, of Hanover, passed away February 12th. Massive Christian burial Friday, March 1st, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Family will receive friends Thursday 4 until 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with a Hanover mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Benjamin Ben Berger, age 43, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Private interment at a later date. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ben Berger. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91, of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge for Joe Graham. David L. Hogan, age 64, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Cremation is planned, full obituary to be announced later by the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for David Hogan. William S. Sam Cassidy, age 86, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Private family burial will take place at a later date with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Sam Cassidy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken with a biscuit, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and banana. Tomorrow, salmon patties, mac and cheese, broccoli, and cherry fluff. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 30s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine and warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the mid 60s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Even warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, southwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then a chance for some rain showers into Sunday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late February, 50. Record high on this date, 84. The average low, 26. And the record low, 6 below. Sunset this evening, 6:19. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01. 30 on the heels of that south-southwest wind. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 29th of February. It's a leap year. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu.
Now Clark to Davis. They just play catch at the 35-foot mark. Now Clark fires a three right wing and got that to go.
The call on Learfield in a league of her own. Caitlin Clark continues to break records. This time the major college women's basketball scoring record previously held by Kansas legend Lynette Woodard in the final years of the old AIAW. Sixth-ranked Iowa drubbed Minnesota 108-60. Men's top 25, number 4 Tennessee, topped 11th ranked Auburn, 92-84. Number 5 Marquette crushed Providence, 91-69. Number 6 Arizona got by Arizona State, 85-67. 8th ranked Iowa State beat Oklahoma, 58-45. To the NBA, the Lakers were down 21 to the Clippers in the fourth quarter. Then LeBron James took over, scoring 19 of his 34 in the final frame as the Lakers overhauled the Clippers, 116-112. Post game,
I was able to give myself some space and get a couple more looks. You know, so my teammates did a great job of continuing to find me. You know, and then I just tried to dictate the tempo, dictate the game. You know, as we started making a run for it and getting the game closer and closer and closer.
The West leading T-Wolves beat the Grizzlies, 110-101. Nuggets blasted the Kings, 117-96. DeMar DeRozan scored 35. The Bulls outlasted the Cavs, 132-123 in two overtimes. On his 25th birthday, Luka Doncic scored 30 in his 11th triple-double of the campaign in a 136-125 Mavs win over the Raptors. NHL, Rangers and Blue Jackets at the Garden.
Easy at center. Pass up the right wing. Across it comes for Kreider. He scores!
The call on ESPN New York, the Blue Shirts beat the Blue Jackets 4-1. Connor McDavid broke his 10-game scoreless streak, and the Oilers beat the Blues 3-2 in OT. This is Rich Campson, ABC Sports.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jared.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sub-state basketball semifinals tip off this evening. Top seed Valley Heights girls face number 4 seed Bennington at 6 in Alma Wabunsee, with Wabunsee hosting Sacred Heart in the late game. KNDY will feature live coverage from Blue Valley tonight as second seed Hanover boys face third seed Lynn at 6. Top seed Axtell boys face host Blue Valley, the number 5 seed, in the 7:30 matchup. Both games live on FM 95.5. At Rock Hills, 4th seed Frankfort boys play top seed Osborne in the 6 p.m. matchup, which airs live on Sunflower State Radio, our sister station, Z96.3. And Rock Hills will host Clifton Clyde. Finally, at Donova West, top seed Centralia boys meet number 4 Troy at 6, Bishop Sebier and Burlingame in the late game. Again, live continuing coverage Thursday, Friday, Saturday from Randolph on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort boys streaming live tonight on Sunflower State Radio Z96.3.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, March 1st at the Waterville Elementary School and Friday, March 22nd at the Marysville Elementary School, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are free of charge. If your child age 3 to 5 is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment today.
ABC News, Wall Street Now. 2023 ended on a strong note for the American economy. The Commerce Department now says the country's gross domestic product grew at 3.2% annual rate. That was down, though, from a hot summer when the economy was growing at nearly 5%. Boeing now has 90 days to come up with plans to fix what the FAA calls systemic quality control issues. Federal regulators setting the new deadline after a door plug flew off mid-flight from a relatively new 737 MAX 9 jet. People sounding off online about Wendy's plan to try out surge pricing at its stores. Burger King countering the plan, saying it'll throw in a free Whopper with every order through tomorrow. Burger King says it has no plans to change prices during busier times like lunch hours. New York, already one of the most expensive cities in which to drive, wants to implement its own form of surge pricing, charging drivers to commute into most of Manhattan starting this spring as a way to cut down on traffic. The first public hearing on surge pricing is set for this evening. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we approach the opening bell here for this Thursday day of trade, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mixed day in the grain, slightly higher for both corn and soybeans. However, the wheat market feeling a bit of pressure and lower in the livestock yesterday as February live cattle finishing down 95 at 184.65. April down $1.60 at 186.12. Triple digit losses for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract down 340 to 249.60. April dropping 385 down to 255.10. Now, the light spot in the livestock yesterday was the hogs. April lean hogs finishing up a dime to $86 per hundred weight. May at $90.45. That was a gain of 7 cents on the day. Again, mixed to slightly higher in the grains yesterday. Lower for the wheat. A lot of traders awaiting the first notice day delivery today, seeing if corn, wheat, or soybeans or meal put out, which will be key to the direction of things heading into the weekend and into the month of March. March corn currently through the overnight session down a penny after gaining a nickel yesterday. Down that 1 cent to 412 and a quarter. May down 2 and a quarter to 426 and a quarter. It was red in the wheat market yesterday, starting down today as well. March Kansas City wheat down 6 and a half to 589. May down 2 and 3 quarters to 578 and a quarter cent. March oats right now unchanged at 375. Just a couple of cent gain yesterday for the soybean market, giving up those gains this morning with a double-digit drop through the overnight session. March beans down 11 at 1123. May down 10 and 3 quarters at 1134 and a half. Soy meal down 270 at 328.60. Mixed for soy oil, March up 11 points at 44.77, and then both red and green figures beyond that. The demand for cotton has gone surging these last few days as it hit the limit back on Tuesday. Yesterday, triple-digit gains as well. This morning, back into the red, giving up some of those huge gains. May down 134 at 99.74. April gold this morning down 590 at 2,036.80. March silver set to expire soon, currently down a dime at 22.31. And the dollar index up a point at 103.92.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Consumer Price Index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics helps consumers understand the change in what they are paying for goods and services. Agricultural economist from the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Tyler Cousins, discusses the CPI for all items, food, meat, and poultry.
You know, the kind of big picture item that we look at from the CPI is the CPI for all items. And this is kind of that big picture measure that they use for inflation. And that CPI was 3.1% higher than a year ago. So this rate is still above that target 2% inflation rate that they're trying to get us to. But I think compared to where we were a year ago of 6%, this is a significant improvement as far as overall CPI goes.
Next, Cousins explains the food and meat CPI.
Food CPI actually saw double-digit inflation gains a year ago, but in January, that food CPI was 2.6% above last year. So a significant improvement in that food CPI. Yes, it's still increasing, but I think where we were sitting a year ago, that's a pretty significant improvement. You know, and some of that data also parses out some specific other CPI indices that they have. One is for on the meat side of things. You know, so this meat CPI kind of captures some of those price effects on the beef and pork side of things. And specifically, this meat CPI in January was 3.5% higher. So it actually did increase than what we saw a year ago. It is actually up 2% a year ago. So the rise was not totally unexpected. As we've seen, this includes some price effects from beef and pork. We've seen some fluctuation in those prices over the last few months, especially on the beef side. And the all fresh retail beef price has actually been tracking in the upper $7 range for several months now. Pork prices on the retail side have been holding pretty steady around $5 for several months now. So if we kind of combine these two prices here, that kind of contributes to this overall effect that we're seeing in the meat CPI.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza has impacted the poultry industry, and he says how it has also influenced its CPI.
In January, this was up 1.7%, a significant improvement than the 11.2% poultry CPI that we saw a year ago. Now, I think with this poultry CPI index, we have to keep in mind that HPI has been an influencing factor on poultry prices in recent months. Cases have ebbed and flowed over several months now. And so, you know, some of these effects are translating back into this CPI index. But I think more recently, HPI cases have slowed somewhat. So I think this is a positive sign. We're seeing this poultry CPI start to moderate a little bit more. So we should see some benefits there for the consumers in the near term at the grocery store, just prices for poultry and products in the meat case.
That was an agricultural economist from the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Tyler Cousins, with information about recent consumer price index numbers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They'll begin today's cattle sale with the Coles at 10:30. Around 700 head of early consignment listings include 3 running age heavy bred cows, 3 mixed calves, 300 pounds, they're home raised, 3 Charlotte calves, 11 black bulls and steers weighing 350 to 4, 10 black Charlotte steers neffers 4 to 5, 59 black steers neffers weighing 4 to 6, 100 red and black steers 4.5 to 550, 20 black steers neffers 4.5 to 6, 80 black and white face steers and neffers weigh 5.5 to 750, with 50 red and black steers and neffers weighing 5.5 to 750. 15 black heifers weigh 575 to 6, 100 mixed steers and neffers 575 to 775, 16 black heifers 6 to 7, 13 black steers and neffers weighing 6 to 7, 50 weighing 6 to 9, 15 black heifers 650 to 7, 10 black heifers weighing 700 pounds, 13 mixed steers, 7 to 750, 70 mostly black steers and ever 750 to 8, and 15 black steers 8.5 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Again, Coles sell at 10:30. The lunch special is hamburger steak, supper special pork nachos. 729 from KNDY. 30 with the south-southwest wind. That prompted red flag warnings again today. Outside burning prohibited with gusty conditions and continued dry conditions. Highs forecast around 60 on a warm-up into the weekend ahead.
It is a day that only comes around every 4 years, and it's extra special for those with birthdays. All about Leap Day babies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 29th, the 60th day of the year. Most people will tell you a leap day birthday is a mixed blessing. They enjoy its uniqueness but struggle with the awkward calendar placement. Mathematicians say the odds of a February 29th birthday are 1 in 1,451. And the odds of a parent and child sharing a February 29th birthday are truly astronomical. Nevertheless, in 2012, a Utah mother gave birth to a leap child for the third time in a row. Louise Estes had children on February 29th in 2004, 2008, and 2012, a feat matched by only one other woman in the world. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more calendar lore at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Coming off their Super Bowl victory, the Kansas City Chiefs have announced that they are planning to do some renovations at Arrowhead Stadium, including some new amenities that's built to reimagine what Arrowhead Stadium may look like and the experience that you can have.
We feel confident that with the right enhancements, GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium will continue to be the landmark that it is today. We are planning improvements for every fan on every level. They will address everything from the ease of entry and exit to the comfort of concourses and bathrooms to new premium spaces, enhanced video boards, and the pregame tailgate experience. What's important to note about these changes is that the spirit of Arrowhead will not change.
That audio from KSNT News. Jackson County residents are preparing to vote in April for their upcoming 3/8 cent sales tax increase for both Chiefs and Royals stadium projects.
Sub-state basketball semifinals tip off this evening. Top seed Valley Heights girls face number 4 seed Bennington at 6 in Alma Wabunsee, with Wabunsee hosting Sacred Heart in the late game. KNDY will feature live coverage from Blue Valley tonight as 2nd seed Hanover boys face 3rd seed Lynn at 6. Top seed Axtell boys face host Blue Valley, the number 5 seed, in the 7:30 matchup. Both games live on FM 95.5. At Rock Hills, 4th seed Frankfort boys play top seed Osborne in the 6 p.m. matchup, which airs live on Sunflower State Radio, our sister station Z96.3. And Rock Hills will host Clifton Clyde. Finally, at Donova West, top seed Centralia boys meet number 4 Troy at 6. Bishop Sebier and Burling game in the late game. Again, live continuing coverage Thursday, Friday, Saturday from Randolph on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort boys streaming live tonight on Sunflower State Radio Z96.3.
KNDY.